If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The Inland Empire is home to over 4.7 million residents and over a million students. Growing Inland Achievement, or GIA, is a nonprofit that's working to ensure that more students not only graduate, but thrive, and that our communities benefit from the opportunities that come with education and good jobs. Their goal is to see 70% of adults in our region earn a degree or career credential of value. Here to tell us more is GIA's CEO, Dr. Asish Vaidya. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Vaidya, you've worked in higher education across the country. What drew you to this role and made you want to lead this kind of work here in the Inland Empire?
Yeah, so, you know, I've always been a big fan and very passionate about the transformational nature of higher education. Creates opportunities. It creates opportunities for economic and social upward mobility. And that's been my career my entire life. But I've also been a fan of this idea that you have to deal with the cradle to career continuum. You can't just start at what happens when students enter a college or a university campus. We have to think about all those students that didn't quite make it to that level. And where along that journey did they have a gap? Did they fall off that journey or that track, if you will? And so when I learned a little bit about what GIA does, which is really to address challenges across the cradle to career continuum, a cross-sector approach to thinking about students in that journey, I was very intrigued. By the way, when I first began my academic career, it was at Cal State Los Angeles, and we actually lived in Claremont, which I think I like to say is IE adjacent. So we spent many years in this region, shopping, taking flights out of Ontario. So I was very familiar with the region. And so when the opportunity came to be able to serve the region in this different role, in the different capacity, to take the kind of big picture across the entire continuum, I was both intrigued and excited about this opportunity.
How would you explain GIA's work to someone you've just met at a coffee shop or barbecue?
Yeah, that's a really great question, because it is a bit of a challenge when you think about what this organization does. We are alike in many ways to many of these nonprofit organizations around the country that use a collective impact work to address systemic issues that are so intractable that one institution or organization or even one sector can't address it by themselves. In other words, the problem of educational attainment cannot be just looked at from the K through 12 perspective, the community college perspective, or the higher ed perspective. You have to take a holistic view of how can students thrive throughout their educational journey and then, of course, transition to successful careers. It means that everybody has to come together to address that. And GIA was born with that very notion in mind, that we needed an organization that would support the aspirations of this region's cradle-to-career ambitions. And so the way I explain GIA to someone at a coffee shop or a barbecue or anywhere else, I say, look, we are here to be the champions of educational attainment and economic mobility. And we do this by achieving four different strategies. We bring groups together, convene, we coordinate plans and ideas and actions, we also advocate for systemic change in policies or procedures that create barriers. We also invest in best practices or in innovation. And then last but certainly not the least, we do some research around what's working, what's not working. And that's why we call it the CAIR strategy, C-A-I-R, convene, advocate, invest, and research. And so that's what GIA does. That's what we bring to the table so that we really can have a successful and a thriving pipeline from cradle to career.
The Inland Empire is growing quickly, but it still trails behind in college and career success. What do you see as the biggest roadblocks, and what are some things that give you hope?
Yeah, we've had a chance to look at some of the research and some of the data to see what exactly are the challenges, where in fact are those gaps that I mentioned earlier. And there are a few things that are clearly stand out for the Inland Empire. Number one, while our high school graduation rate is actually quite good, in fact, it's on par with state averages and averages of other counties and other regions in the state, where we fall short is in the number of students who graduate high school but then decide not to go for a two-year or a four-year college degree. So in other words, our college-going rates are quite low, which is an area of emphasis we have to address. So that's number one. I think the other part is there are challenges in early literacy achievement. I think we all know that if you fall behind in reading and math in the early grades, it's awfully difficult to catch up. And so while you might still graduate from high school, you don't quite have the credentials to enter college on a sure footing. So we have to address some of the early literacy challenges as well. And then the third challenge that I've certainly come to understand in this last year and a half has been this notion that there is a mismatch in the labor market in the Inland Empire. And by that, I mean the demand for labor, for workforce. There's a mismatch between what businesses and employers want and need and what is actually being produced by our education sector, by colleges and universities. We need to get some better alignment in those areas. So those, I think, have been some of the major challenges that's holding the Inland Empire back. But I think there's a lot of reason for hope. And one of the most important ones, I believe, is that there is a commitment in this region, especially across the education and community leaders, that we need to actually work together, we need to lock arms, and we need to address this problem collaboratively. And I think that's a big thing, that you don't find that in most regions. And I think that's very prevalent in the Inland Empire. That's how GIA was born, when leaders from K through 12, community colleges, higher education, and business and industry came together and said, look, if we're going to make progress on this, we've got to sort of work together and band together and make this happen. And so I think that's a big reason for optimism. The other quick thing I'll point out to you is that we did a recent study last year on the perceptions of the value of post-secondary education in the Inland Empire. And we asked students, potential students and their families, what did they think about the value of a two-year or a four-year degree? And what was kind of surprising, but really good news, is more than 85% of students, both current and future, and their families believe in the value of education. So that to me is a healthy sign that the commitment is there on the part of education, but also on students and families that want to move ahead. Where I think we have to work on is breaking down those barriers so that we really capitalize on this 85% or more of individuals that say, hey, we want to get a two-year or four-year degree. We just need you to make it easier for us to be able to navigate that landscape.
Tell us more about this disconnect between our education system and what employers are looking for.
Yeah, I mean, this has been somewhat of a revelation for me this past year as we've had learning and listening from different focus groups. I hear from our education leaders and institutions, our students have a hard time finding jobs. They're leaving the region. They're going to, you know, Los Angeles County or Orange County or even out of state to find jobs and things like that. So the jobs are just not here. But what I'm hearing from business and employers in the region is we're having a hard time filling our vacancies. We want to have more people employed. We want people to stay here. We don't want them commuting, but it's a hard time for us to find those. So it's an interesting disconnect between the fact that students are graduating, but maybe are not fully aware. Even though technology has advanced so much, we still see a gap in information between the kinds of jobs that are available and students who are graduating but not finding those careers and things like that. I think internships and those kinds of opportunities will help along the way. And our hope as an organization is to say, how can we be the connector between these two sectors and find ways in which we can actually minimize the gap in information.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm speaking with Dr. Ashish Vaidya, CEO of Growing Inland Achievement. Your team is aiming pretty high, 70% of adults in the region with a degree or career credential of value. Why that number, and what would that mean for everyday families?
Yeah. Well, Pepper, first and foremost, it's not my team's goal. It is a rallying cry for the region. And frankly, it is in fact the goal that California as a state has adopted for itself. This was in fact approved and endorsed by the governor and the legislature a few years ago that said that 70% of Californians, adults over 25, will have a post-secondary degree or credential of value. And as we were having discussions in the region with all the stakeholders about what should our rallying cry be, it became pretty obvious to us that why not adopt the state's goal? In other words, the state's not going to meet its 70% goal if the Inland Empire falls behind. And we need something bold and audacious to be aspiring to as well. And so through those multiple conversations, the board and these stakeholders and my team came together and we said, this is going to be the rallying cry. We're going to say that 70%, we're going to aspire to that 70% goal. It's definitely bold and audacious, but it is critical that we find a way to make sure we make progress towards ensuring that 70% of adults in this region have a post-secondary degree or credential of value. Because again, the fundamental belief is when you have that, it is the surest path to upward economic mobility. So that's how we arrived at that number. What does it mean for families and for folks who are thinking about this? I think it's a strong message. It sends a message that there is a commitment on the part of this community and this region, endorsed by my board through interactions with so many people, that that's what we're going to go for. And by having that bold goal means we're going to be committed to reducing barriers, finding everything that gets in the way, things like financial hardships and other kinds of things that students often talk about. And we're going to make a commitment to start reducing those barriers so that every individual has that chance at that dream.
GIA brings together a lot of different players, schools, colleges, local government, nonprofits, and businesses. That's a lot of voices. How do you keep everyone moving in the same direction?
Well, it's like herding cats, right? It's a work in progress. It is both a challenge and a great opportunity, I feel. And I think one of the things about the collective impact framework that we use at GIA is that our role is to bring disparate groups together and help them focus on a common agenda. The common agenda being that post-secondary educational attainment is the ticket to a thriving economy and individual well-being and quality of life. I think there's very little argument when it comes to that notion, that when we focus on this big goal, and that's why this rallying cry was critical. When we focus on this big goal, that we should have opportunities for students to be able to get that degree or credential of value, I think there's some agreement and understanding of saying, yes, that makes a lot of sense. So bringing people together around a common agenda, understanding the shared measurement tools and systems we want to put in place, and then thinking about all the policies and procedures that get in the way, being agnostic about which sector is affected, because this is a journey that starts at cradle and ends at the career. So we're not making judgments on any individual school or district or organization or college, university. We're looking holistically at the region and saying this is a commitment for the region. So how do we make this happen in a more collaborative way? I think that's the key aspect of this way. The other thing is, I believe in the power of sharing information and data so that we are creating new dashboards and new scorecards so that everybody can see the progress that's happening, so that we can all hold each other accountable for the movement in that dial to say, how close are we to 70%? And as are we inching forward? Are we making good progress? Where do we need to focus our efforts on? And I think that's a way to sort of keep the focus on this big agenda and the big goal.
This work is personal for you. What experiences from your own life or education shaped how you see opportunity?
Yeah. As I mentioned right at the beginning, Pepper, I came to this country, gosh, decades ago to pursue higher education, to do my doctorate in economics. And I did that because to me, it was very clear. America is the land of opportunity and America is the land of intergenerational mobility. And you achieve that through higher education. And no other country in the world has the system of higher education that we have in this country. And so that's always been sort of my guiding principle, my North Star, if you will, which is why I entered the profession in the first place. So it's always been a labor of love for me that this is the work I enjoy the most. Being in the education field is transformative. It makes a difference between the quality of life that you may have. You can't let zip code or circumstance determine your fate. And when we open doors to education, we open doors to opportunity. So that's been sort of a principle for me. What has been also personal for me over my years, I've had the privilege to serve students from a variety of backgrounds. So many of them, first and their families, to go to college. And I've seen them overcome all kinds of odds and barriers to persist and pursue that dream. And it is heartwarming and inspiring to me when we have individuals, students, and families that support it. Commencement day has always been special for me. But when I see those families cheer on that first individual in that household that has now college degree, and I'm thinking to myself, it's not just that individual that's going to benefit. It's probably the next generation as well. Because the surest thing of predicting whether someone will go to college is if one of their parents went to college. So I think this movement has been very personal for me. And I feel the more we can keep doing this work, the better off our society will be.
As you look ahead to growing Inland Achievement's next 5 years, what's on your radar? I mean, like, what are the challenges you're looking out for? What are the chances you are seeing to innovate? What are you excited about?
Yeah. Pepper, you mentioned the word innovate. And I think when the Inland Empire makes significant progress towards this goal, it's going to come through innovation. It's going to come through change that we're all willing to embrace. It's going to come from this idea that we can't do the same things we've always been doing and expecting better results or different results. And what I'm encouraged by is that the leadership I see around this region, not just education, political, employer, business, community leaders, they've all have this mindset of the fact that the Indian Empire is hungry for more. We have a little bit of a chip on our shoulder. We don't want to be overlooked. It's not all about Los Angeles or the San Francisco Bay Area. And we have something special that's going on here. And so I'm very encouraged by both the landscape we have, but this commitment to change and innovate to make a difference in this region. Personally, I'm excited about the role of what GI is like. Like I said, this is a big, bold, audacious plan, but we're excited about taking these next steps and working with all our stakeholders in making that happen.
What's one thing you wish more people understood about the Inland Empire? What makes this place worth fighting for?
Well, I mean, there are so many things that come to mind. You mentioned this at the beginning. This is both a unique and a consequential region. We are 4.7 million people. That makes us the 12th largest metro in the country. We are larger than 25 states in the United States. We are a young, we are a diverse, and we are a growing population. And I think we have world-class arts and culture and sport. I'm a huge tennis fan. So, and of course, I'm speaking about the Indian Wells tennis tournament right here. We've got all that in our backyard. And I think that this is a model that when we get this right, it's going to be a model for the state, but for the nation to really say, look at what they're doing up there. And I think it's going to be tremendous. So I have great hope and optimism for the work that we're doing here. And the Indian Empire, I think, can really be the catalyst to showing the rest of the world how we can get things done.
I've been speaking with Dr. Ashish Vaidya, CEO of Growing Inland Achievement. How can the community support the work of GIA?
Yeah, I think the first step is I hope the community can get a little bit more knowledge about GIA, what we do, and find ways in which they can connect with us. We have a great website. It's called the Inland Empire, GIA.org. Lots of information. Subscribe to our newsletter. We have an annual convening towards the end of October, October 28th and 29th. This year, to be precise, we invite everybody to be part of it. We bring folks from all sectors to come together to talk about our common aspirations and our common goals. But more importantly, encourage individuals in their dreams of higher education and pursuit of that. And if there are things that we could do better, let us know, and we'll find ways in which we can connect them to the right kind of resource. So again, this is a journey we all take together.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for all that you are doing to serve our community.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.